Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This week, President Biden announced his plans to provide up to $10,000 in student loan forgiveness to many who are trying to pay off that debt, and even up to $20,000 for some Pell Grant recipients. Now, what impact will this have on the nation's economy is what I want to know. We reached out to attorney and student loan expert Heather Jarvis to find out if this will ultimately be a boon or a bust. She's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Heather? Nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
What a nightmare this has been this past week for me, because of course you've got, you know, one, the Republicans screaming, saying the way too much money, this is going to kill our democracy. And then you have others saying, wait, what about all the stuff you did for the billionaires? You know, the $2 trillion you guys spent. That's the argument. But what we're trying to do is get young people out of debt because of student debt. And it's frustrating to me. Is it frustrating for you?
It has been very frustrating for me. I think that the Republican talking points are really off the mark in this case. This relief is very well targeted to real American taxpayers, students, and families who need it most.
Exactly. So if we know that this is a great possibility for millions of students, not hundreds, not thousands, millions of students, I have two myself, and they're just waiting to find out when will they know if they will receive it or not?
Well, people can figure that out for themselves now, and I'll tell you how to do that. And then the application for those who do need to apply will be released here in the coming weeks, they say, by October. But essentially, in order to qualify for some loan cancellation, you've got to have some student loans, and you have to earn, as a single individual, less than $125,000 in either 2020 or 2021, as reflected on your federal tax return. And if you're married or head of household, that's $250,000. And then you can determine whether you're eligible for the $10,000 or the larger $20,000 cancellation based on whether or not you received a Pell Grant in school. And that can be determined by visiting the government website at studentaid.gov. You can look up your whether or not you got a Pell Grant there.
studentaid.gov. Okay, so the young people that are going to get it, some people say, hey, if you've got, you know, $100,000 in debt, what is $10,000 going to do? Or how does $20,000 even help? But I think it really helps. Do you think it's enough to begin?
You know, I would have liked to have seen it be more. If it had been a larger number, more people would have been helped. But certainly the $10,000 and $20,000 amount is going to make a tremendous difference for some people. In fact, there are some 20 million people estimated who will receive their debt completely wiped out. So lots of people owe less than $10,000 or $20,000. And, you know, I think we tend to think about traditional college students as, you know, young people who are just getting started. But the reality is that many of us borrow student loans at various points of our lives, and lots of people borrow here and there for, you know, additional education. And so it really is going to make a big difference to a lot of folks.
So I want to be clear, how far back do we go with students that have really had a hard time? Some of them were not able to pay it off and maybe were punished for that. So how do we know that just about anybody can? How far back can it go?
So it can go back indefinitely. There is no student loan that is too old to qualify for this program. But current students have to have borrowed by the 1st of July of this year. So it's too late for anyone to get any new debt that would be eligible. But many of us, I mean, I, for one, have been out of law school for more than 20 years and still have a balance. And that's true of a lot of folks. So you're not going to get more than you owe. So if someone owes less than $10,000, they can receive cancellation of just up to the full amount that is owed on the student loans. But, you know, one thing I think is important to just remember is how interest has really ballooned these balances for people. So there are folks who owe 10 or 20 or more in student loans, thousand, I should say, who borrowed far less than that, but have seen the interest charges rack up over the years.
Right, exactly. Of course, a great example for me are the Obamas, you know, President and First Lady Obama. They paid off their school debt, their loans, all of it, right before he got into office. You know, he was already chosen, and they just did it. Yep.
Yes, and you know, I had heard, and I'm not sure if this is true, but the rumor is that President Obama was not in a position to pay off his loans when he was a law professor and constitutional scholar, but it wasn't until he wrote his first best-selling book that he earned the funds that enabled the family to prioritize that debt repayment.
Isn't that remarkable? Just think of the Obamas not being able to do it. And then you've got all these students that can't do it. You would have thought that, you know, way back, maybe 40 years ago, someone would have sat down and went, we need to change this now. Because I remember I had about $29,000, I think, to pay off. And I finally paid it off by the time I had my second child, which was like 1980. Oh my gosh. Forgive me. But anyway, let's just say it. I won't age myself. But I will say that it was really important to pay it off, but it was really difficult to pay it off. So what is your advice for those who have done everything they're supposed to do, filled out the applications, made sure that they know if they have a Pell Grant, what type of loans they have, they know exactly where to go, but they don't know what to say or how to make sure they fill it out in a way that they make sure that they get the money?
Right. So there's two things that I would recommend. One is to visit the Department of Education's website, which is just ed.gov or ed.gov, and subscribe for updates. So they have, you know, a newsletter, and that's when they're going to push out the availability of the application to us. The other thing people should do now is update their contact information both at the studentaid.gov site, which is the official federal student aid website, but also with their student loan servicing company. So we're assigned to these companies that administer the programs, and it's important to double check how your notification settings are so that they're not sending email to an inbox that you never check. And other than that, take a look at your tax returns. Make sure that you have filed the tax returns at least for either 2021 or 2020, because that's going to be the data that the Department of Ed wants to grab from the IRS. And likely the application will be electronic and we'll be able to give permission for our income to be verified. And that's going to be the key to getting the cancellation, which they tell us will take 4 to 6 weeks after we begin applying in November. I'm a little concerned that the administration of the forgiveness will be rocky because the whole student loan system has been rocky, to be honest. So I feel like borrowers really need to plan to engage and assert themselves, apply, follow up until we get the relief we've been promised.
My goodness, I wish we had more time with you. It is such a pleasure to have you join us. Heather, thank you so much. I am clearer now. I really appreciate that. You take care.
Thank you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.